Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Maria. How may I help you this morning?
Hello. I was calling to start a new claim because they won't let me do it online.
Okay. Let me see if I can help you.
Okay.
What is your social security number, ma'am?
420.
Mm-hmm.
47.
Mm-hmm.
9893.
Your first and your last name?
Sandrea, S-A-N-D-R-E-A.
Mm-hmm.
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay. And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
Okay, 10/09/1997.
Mm-hmm. And your driver's license number?
938-3030.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and when was the last time you filed for unemployment?
I haven't before.
Okay, what's your mother's maiden last name?
R-E-E-D.
R-E-E-D, your mother's maiden last name? What's your first and your last name?
Her first, mine?
No, your first and last name.
Sandrea, S-A-N-D-R-E-A.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is M-I-T-H.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. There was a claim that was posted on January 16, 2022. You didn't do that?
January 16, 2022. No.
Okay. What's your driver's license number?
9383030.
Okay, well, that's what it's under. Okay, so yes, sure. Let me see if I can open that up for you. Okay, let's see if we can do that. Okay. What's your mother's, what's your middle initial?
M.
Okay, so that's correct. And you said your date of birth was?
10/09/1997.
Okay, and are you sure you never filed for unemployment before?
I haven't gotten it before.
But did you file for unemployment? Did you ever submit an application?
But I don't recall that either. Maybe I did then.
Okay.
Will I be able to close that one and do this one?
Well, let's see if we can do it. What is, let's see here. You said your first name was Sandra, your middle initial M, your last name Smith. Okay.
S-A-N-D-R-E-A.
Go ahead. Go
ahead. Yeah, S-A-N-D-R-E-A. Sandra.
Okay. Okay. And your, okay. Never, did you use a different name at all at any point?
No.
Okay. And you said your birthday was 10/9/97, correct?
Yes.
And your gender is female, and you're a U.S. citizen. You don't have any difficulty with English, do you?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's.
Okay. So what's your, do you have a maiden name, your mother's maiden name, before she got married?
Reed, R-E-E-D.
Okay, so does the name Grimes mean anything to you? G-R-I-M-E-S?
No.
Okay, that's the number that's on there. That's the name that's on there. Okay, so wait a minute. Let's see if we could change that. Okay. and how do you spell the name that it should be? Your mother's maiden last name.
R-E-E-D.
R-E-E-D, Reed, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
Checking.
Okay, for direct deposit?
Yes.
Okay, is that a traditional bank or an online system?
Traditional bank.
Okay, we can do transitional bank. It
has what traditional?
It has to be a regular bank. Okay, we what's can't do any online.
Okay, what's a regular bank?
One that you walk into.
Okay, I have that.
A traditional. Okay, let me have a routing and the account number.
So when do I walk into, like, Max?
Pardon me?
I said one that I walk into, like, that's currently where I live.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I have one. Okay, hold
on. Okay. I need the routing first and then the account number.
Okay. And this is under the case from January?
I'm sorry?
I said, did we open a new case or this is from the one in January?
Okay, you said you didn't open one in January.
Okay, so we started a new case?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me get the routing and account number. Okay, the routing number, 262-275-958.
Okay, so I have 262-275-958, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what is the account number?
0000 568 631.
How many zeros are in the front?
Four.
Okay, and then the rest of the number, can you give me that again?
568 631.
Okay, thank you. Just double checking for you, ma'am. Okay, one second here. Okay. What's your mailing address, ma'am?
110. Ellen.
Okay, one second. Did you ever live in Troy?
Yes.
Okay. So would the address 824 County Road 1101 make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Okay. One second, ma'am. Need to. Ma'am, who were your last two employers?
Auto pay.
Auto pay?
Yes.
Was the first, and what was the second? Like your second to the last, not your last, but the one before then.
Tri-Hospital.
Tri-Hospital?
Right, T-R-O-Y.
T-R-O-Y, okay. Okay. One second, ma'am. What is your current address?
110 Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, Drive.
Ellen what? I'm sorry?
Ellen Drive.
Ellen Drive, okay.
D-R-V-E.
Okay. And where is that located? Is that in Troy?
Yes. Yeah. Apartment C as a cat 5.
Apartment C 5. Okay. Okay. Okay, here we go. And what's your zip code, ma'am?
36079.
Okay, so you have 36079. Okay.
Yes.
So I have 110 Ellen Drive, apartment C, Lock Charlie 5, Troy, Alabama, 36079, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. May I have your phone number?
334.
Mm-hmm.
327.
Mm-hmm.
707.
70 what?
7071.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I have your address, ma'am, as being 110 Ellen Drive, apartment C, Life Charlie 5, Troy, Alabama, 36079, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, ma'am. Do you have any professional medical license?
No.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Christopher, Newport University, Hartford Community County, Houston Baptist University, Judge College, or none of the above?
Judson College.
Judson College, okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 103 Bruneau Drive, 109 Stratford Lane, 2559 Drake Street, 505 Shivers Terrace, or none of the above?
505.
Okay. Okay. Did you receive a TRA retraining certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
I haven't filed before.
Okay. Okay, so you might need to have somebody look into that for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll transfer me?
No, I can't. We don't have a system here. Okay. I could give you a number where you can call.
Okay.
Okay, at the end. Well, let's finish doing this for now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. And has your phone number changed?
No, 334-327-7071.
Okay, since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered in school?
No.
Okay, but you are available to work in all the different shifts, correct?
Yes.
Okay, are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No.
Okay. And what was your last job description, ma'am?
Call center.
Okay.
Customer
service. Okay.
Yes, customer service.
Okay. 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 Do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes?
No.
Okay, so your PIN number, ma'am, is 9397.
Okay.
Okay, and I need to give you instructions, okay?
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center in person, or you may go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could do your weekly certification. You also need to do a weekly certification, ma'am. You could do your weekly certification either online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov. Okay. Or by calling 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389.
What is this for?
You need to do a weekly certification, ma'am. You need to call in every week. Okay, you need to call in every week and basically certify that you're able to go to work, available for work, and looking for work, which is what you're going to do, register at the Alabama Career Center for.
Do I have to register there?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. And then you have to also keep a record of the places you submit your application to. And then you need to call and do a weekly certification at this number, 800-752-7389. Or you can go online at www.labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. Okay, if you want more information, ma'am, you can call 1-800-332-7369. 3614524. Okay, Mrs. Smith, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is Sunday. Okay, let me give you the other number where you need to call to find out about the other claim that I mentioned to you about. Let's see here. Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, so the other claim, okay, was posted on December, no, the other claim was posted on January 16th, 2022.
Okay.
Okay, January 16th, 2022. And that number where you would call would be 800-392-8019. To find out what that was about. Okay.
892-8019.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the weekly certification is open every day.
To call? Pardon me?
Is the weekly certification open every day to call?
You need to call on Sunday would be your first one, and then every week after that.
Okay, what time Sunday?
Anytime between 9 and 5. You could call Sunday through Friday, but your first one would be this Sunday, not before.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a nice day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.